So this is all pick damage right here. This is what pick damage looks like, all this stuff here.
Hovering a few hundred feet over a cotton field outside College Station, Chase Roberts points to a series of big muddy holes dug up, wallowed in by wild pigs. He dives, pivoting the helicopter so that the passenger seat is at the front. Roberts is simulating what he does to position his clients for their kill shot.
Yeah, so they'll fully turn out with their feet, and then they'll slide their butts to the edge of that seat.
Roberts is one half of Helibacon, a helicopter hunting experience born of a love of guns and helicopters. Every year, Roberts and his partner Chris Britt attract around 500 people to this out-of-the-way area. 2 hours hunting runs more than $3,500. Helibacon's just one of 143 organizations permitted for aerial wildlife management by the state.
There's three along that fence line.
Britt points to three of the hogs that were shot during this morning's hunt. These pigs are big. One looks over 300 pounds.
Look, man, you can already see the rib cage on that one. They killed that just a few hours ago.
In contrast to other experiential hunting trips like night vision hunting or ones that use dogs, or ones where people literally run down the hogs, Helibacon and many helicopter hunts leave the pigs behind, which can be seen as wasteful. Unlike Helibacon, that sees those pigs as a never-ending source of moving targets, Bubba Ortiz wants them as a never-ending source of protein. He agrees they're pests, but at least they pay his mortgage, unlike deer.
Deer to me, really, as a trapper, they're long-legged rats with good PR.
Ortiz is baiting one of his traps with corn on this marshy land on the southeast outskirts of San Antonio. Ortiz runs his family business, Ortiz Game Management. By contracting with property owners like this one, he's able to make this his full-time job.
I have friends of mine who go like, yeah, but you get paid to go hunting. I'm like, it's not like that, dude. It's hot, it's dirty, bugs, spiders, snakes.
We get into his truck to check another trap. We're on a backcountry road with a trailer hitched on for whatever he catches.
And this is down, and there's a pig in it.
This trap has a pig in it. He's probably 150 pounds and bleeding from the nose.
Well, he's banging himself pretty hard.
Ortiz's company has a holding pen he uses for pigs before they sell them to a processing plant. According to Texas AgriLife Extension, he should get between 10 and 20 cents per pound. Ortiz believes they should be part of the U.S. diet, but that most people think of them as gamey or dirtier than domestic pigs. But he says they're wrong.
This is good meat. It's free-range, self-sustaining food source. And it's a problem. We got a million hungry Texans, and why aren't the two connecting?
Mark Mitchell agrees. He works for Broadleaf, a New Zealand-based company specializing in game meats. They own one of only two USDA-certified processing plants for feral pigs in Texas, and they've been pushing it, which on menus is wild boar.
And the market response has been phenomenal.
Mitchell says they've sold 20% more wild boar domestically year over year the past 3 years. But it's still more common to find wild boar on European menus.
Probably 75-25. So 75% still goes to Europe, but we're talking about 1,200 metric ton being exported to Europe. So it's increasing. It's a significant increase.
At 300 pigs a day, they're slaughtering nearly all they get in, says Mitchell. If they slaughter more, they can guarantee volume, which many restaurants want to see before they put it on their menus. But the labor-intensive process of capture and the level of inspections can be prohibitive.
It's slightly more expensive than domestic pork, purely because there's a huge amount of costs and bring them in live. Way cheaper than lamb. It's cheaper than probably half the price of beef.
Mitchell says as technology allows better capture methods like web-connected and automated traps, volumes are going to go up, and he can better market to and serve U.S. customers. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.